This is Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel Gus calling Kilo Alpha 3 Juliet Charlie Alpha. AA 4 GH calling KA 3 JCA.
JCA.
Hey, good morning, Richard Gus. I just thought I'd say hi, and I had a couple radio questions for you if you have a moment. Okay, I think you said, okay, it got cut off. Do you work HF and do you work mobile? Over.
Yes, currently I do not work HF or mobile. I have in the past, but go ahead and ask your question and I'll see if I can give you an answer or find somebody that can help you.
That's great. I'm just starting to get past 6 meters into either 20 or 40. Never worked them. I have a 50-foot-long infinite end-fed antenna up in my attic of my storage unit, and I'm going to give it a try and see if it works. I'm looking for thoughts on good frequencies. I know that what the band plan says, but are there any specific good frequencies? And on mobile, I'm looking for suggestions on HF antennas I can mount on my pickup truck. Over.
Okay, Gus, it's been a while for HF as far as frequencies. There's probably somebody here on the net that might be able to answer your questions. There's a gentleman by the name of Tom N0TR and Russ CW2T and a couple others I know that get on HF. I'm not sure if it's sideband or if it's CW. And then I think you asked about a mobile antenna for the HF in the car. I know that when I had my HF mounted in my car, I used the Tar Heel screwdriver brand type antenna with a 108-inch whip, and then I had an antenna tuner that I could tune anywhere, 10 through 80.
Yeah, those are good ideas. I'm generally familiar with the screwdriver. What I've been trying to avoid is, frankly, something that tall, because then it interferes with driving around parking garages and all that, unless I bend it over. And that's also a fair amount of money to tie up for a vehicle I'm not in that much. I want to set up to build work HF for my vehicle because I'm in 10 unlimited. I don't have a HF at my home, and I can't put up anything permanent external at our storage building. Over.
Heard people do in the past, Gus, is use those ham sticks that basically you, unfortunately, you have to, unless you buy the spider magnet mount, you have to basically get out, unscrew that whip, and put on a 20-meter whip or a 40-meter whip, unless you're using an antenna tuner in the car that would tune maybe one whip for a couple of different bands. But I've also heard that people were putting those little spider magnet mounts on where you can have a total of like 3 or 4 elements for the different bands of the whips and do it that way. So that's an option.
I use a magnet mount on the roof of my truck for, dual band local, and I'd have to get a big mag mount to put it up on my roof just because of the wind load. So I'm considering that. I don't mind having to change antennas because I really don't plan to work that many frequencies that often. It's just a nuisance to have to work out of my car. And so if I can get that end fed to work, I've got one solution. If that doesn't work, then going with a magnet base might be my option. Over.
See if anybody else on the frequency might be able to answer some additional questions out there. It's KA3JCA with AA4GH. Is there anybody out there that's Tom or Rusty or anybody else that works HF that would have some good frequencies that Gus could hang out on?
Well, Richard, I guess somebody else happens to be listening. I'm also talking to people in my club, and that's all well and good. We'll see how they come back. It's the old thing in radio. You ask a question of 3 people, you get 10 answers. And so sometimes it's hard to sort through, which one will work best. Over.
Pretty much trial and error. I know I have one of my friends that just bought a radio that has the, it's that software defined where you can actually bring the waterfall up. It's on the radio, but he has it attached to a monitor. And you can usually find HF frequencies there. And then just kind of go up and down the band looking, and then write you down some frequencies and just see. Maybe ask on DMR too. Ask some of the guys there in Florida. I know I used to listen to the Hurricane WatchNet on 14. I think it was 14.375. I think that's what it was. But it's been a while. I'm actually in the process of trying to get my HF radio back from a friend of mine and actually getting it here at the house so I can get back on HF, KA3JCA.
Yeah, that all makes sense, Richard. This is Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel. I appreciate that. Well, I just thought I'd pick your brain. Have you ever used ferrite chokes on a radio antenna? Over.
Not.
Okay, I'm playing with them in my condo to try to improve the dual band. I bought a whole bunch of them, cheap. But want to see, if anybody else has experience. I get a fair amount of interference in my shack, and most of it I've been able to trace to my electrical panel, and that's kind of hard to deal with. So I'm thinking if I can work on the antenna, maybe I can decrease the static. Over.
Just out of curiosity, I know where you live at or what you're saying. One of the things that I did when I first moved had not been done in a long, long time. Is because of the type of metals that are used in the wiring to run from the power to the transformer or to the panel box in your house, I literally had to go in and tighten down all the nuts in there to make sure the connections were tight, because over time they expand and contract and so forth, and they were just a little loose, causing a lot of noise, and that was a significant drop in noise interference on my end. Now, I still have some because I also run a lot of LED lights.
Wow, that info is the highlight of the call. I haven't thought to try that, but I certainly will. It's certainly simple to do. So I'll go back to my panel, I'll tighten them all down and see what happens. Thanks, Richard.
Just remember, safety. Be careful when you do it. So make sure you use a good quality screwdriver and insulate it. But no, I'm pretty comfortable when I work with electricity, so I can't do it anymore because I can't get up to stand up to do it. But back 5 years ago, so back in 2015 when I first moved in here, I was able to do it. So they should be good. It's only been, 7 years?
I understand. I still can physically handle it, and taking the panel off is no big deal. I usually have my wife help me put it back up just to hold it in place, so I'm not trying to hold it, feed a screw, and tighten it at the same time. But I'll try tightening it. God, that's one of those things where it costs nothing to try, and maybe it'll help. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad I was able to help some. Listen, if I do get an answer, I'll either call you on DMR or on your Echo Link there, or if you're back on here again, I'll ask a couple of my friends at work HF to see what their price. Does your radio have a waterfall on it or no?
Negative. It's ICOM 7100. I like it, but yeah, it's limited. And until I really establish more at the lower frequencies, I'm not keen on spending more money. I've got 3 radios that I need to learn how to work better, and the one's HF, and the only band I've tried so far is 6 meter, and I've got that working reasonably okay. Over. JCA, you still there?
Well, I had to answer the phone here and so forth like that, so sorry about that. I understand the 3 radios. Well, 6 meters I found easy. I have a Yaesu. I'm trying to remember the model number. I think it's an 8900. But it's HF for 10 meters, FM only, 6 meters, 2 meters, and 440. So it's all in one radio. And then the antenna that I currently have up on the Mac is good for 2, 4, and 6. It's an omnidirectional. And then I have to hook a separate antenna up for HF and put a switch or something in it just so I can do that. So, but I have a Yaesu FT, I think it's an 847. I have to go back and look at it. But it's one of the satellite radios that Yaesu came out with several years ago, and I love it. I think it's a FT 847, and I also have the ICOM 706.
Well, you've got a lot more equipment than I do. I haven't gone farther on radios because, again, since I can't work HF from my home, I have to go someplace, and that just takes some of the fun out of it. And, you know, I'm not willing to spend a lot of money on more radios that I can only use if I drive 3 miles to a, you know, place where I can set up.
Well, you know, you can look at that PRB-1, that PRB-1 that talks about antennas and HOAs and so forth. But if you live in a type of a house that has aluminum gutters, and you have a space where you have an actual break in the two sets of gutters, when I lived in Delaware, I lived in base housing. I took, we lived in a duplex unit, so we really made it nice. I used the back side of the house because the gutters were actually separated where the houses actually were, had the center wall. So what I did is I, to be safe, I shoved a piece of plexiglass. Drop the repeater for a second. I dropped a piece of plexiglass in between it, wedged it, and then I put the self-tapping sheet metal screws, the ground to one side of the gutter and the other one, and I used a tuner, and I used to work all the bands there with my tuner.
Yeah, that makes lots of sense. You know, my problem is, you know, I happen to be a board member, so I can't cheat and you know, and have a straight face. And I asked the board after Ian, hey, I want to put up a small antenna. This is what it'll accomplish. You won't be able to see it. And, you know, we need a variation from the rule that says nothing attached to the roof. And I got 3 comments out of the 6 other board members, and they were all negative. Oh, we don't want to establish a precedent. The problem was none of them were on site during Ian. So it's like, okay, you don't know how bad it was. You waltzed in after the storm was over, and cell phones are coming back, so you don't know what it was. So anyway, I struck out there, over.
Well, I would take a look at it because technically I believe that will override your HOA. I understand you don't want to make waves because you live there and so forth, but you're right. Maybe you need to get a couple of them more acclimated to become hams.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. Now, I think you referenced PBA-1. I guess I'm not familiar with that. Where, who put it out? What, where do I find it? Over.
Papa Romeo Bravo 1. Papa Romeo Bravo 1. PRB-1.
I got it right that time. But, I mean, is that something I can find Googling, or do I need to go to somebody's website first?
Last time I pulled it up for somebody else, I just typed in PRB-1 or -1, and let's see here. Yep, if you actually, it comes up and it talks about, it takes you to the FCC's PRB-1 docket. It's an 11-page amateur radio memoranda opinion and order that was released, and it's part of it. And if you go down, it's also PRB-1 dated 2001 from the FCC. So you can, I would go to the FCC one.
Boy, that's the second highlight of the call. I'll look at that. I know there's supposedly a bill in languishing in the Senate that would require people to allow the attachment of a ham radio antenna. I don't know much about it other than it's been held up. Over.
This here, if you read it, it talks about the maintenance of antennas and antenna support structures used by licensed amateur radio service that had been denied in all other aspects. And they asked the FCC to expand to include covenants, conditions, and restrictions contained in either deeds, bylaws, or homeowner associations.
Okay, that's great. It sounds like they're asking for help, but do I understand that the FCC gave a definitive answer that I can hold them to? Over.
It was adopted on December 18th of 2001. And released and approved, apparently, on 12/26 of 2001. But the order of reconsideration was 8763. But look up PRB-1 and look for the FCC.gov link.
Do that. That's great. Well, hey, thanks so much, Richard. I'm in my vehicle. I've got to move on to my next appointment. So, again, thanks, as always, for the help. You're really a great guy. So I'm going to have to say 73s and sign off.
Okay.
Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel.
Helps you get what you want there, and you have to keep me updated, KA3JCA.
Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel saying 73 to KA3JCEA. Thanks a lot, Richard. Off and clear.
Kilo 4 Golf Sierra Charlie, listening.
This is Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel.
KA3JCA.
JCA, let me turn my radio down here in the car or truck. Good morning or good afternoon. Well, still good morning, by golly. Unless I failed to change the time in my truck clock here. I did. My wife tells me. My name's Tom. How you doing today?
We've talked before, sir, but I was just talking about you and Rusty, and I have a friend of mine that is trying to get back into amateur radio, and he's got an HF rig, an ICOM 7100, and he was just looking for a couple of frequencies, I guess, on single sideband, on the 20-meter or 40-meter band that, you know, that he might have some good luck with. But if you hear him come back on again, Tom, his call is Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel. His name is Gus. He lives down in Florida.
He sounds like an advanced class license, but I don't know what the requirements are to get the 2x2 nowadays. But, Richard, what class license does he have? That would depend on what frequencies I send.
Hold on a second. I can actually tell you that. Let's see if it comes up on the computer when I bring it up here. Let's see here. Mr. Gus, AA4GH is his call sign. And it looks like Mr. Gus has an extra class, so he's wide open.
Does he talk sideband or does he talk CW would be the question. On sideband last night, and he's been frequent lately, there's a ZS6, Charlie Yankee, very personable, nice gentleman to talk to. I think you could work him fairly easily. Sometimes there's a little pile up on him, and I was trying to remember his name, Bernice, Dad Burnett. Anyways, he's been on there. I talked to him several days ago, and I've talked to him many times over the years. And he was at 7157 on lower sideband there. And the activity last night was concentrated on 160-meter CW contest, and my band scope was just saturated with calls there. But I don't know, you know, what his antenna setup is or what modes he talks, Richard, for sure.
Well, I gave Gus your call and Rusty's call because I hear you guys talk about HF a lot, and I know you both work the sideband and CW. Gus was having, I guess he's trying to put some stuff back up. He was having some issues, I guess, with the homeowners association or his condo board or whatever. But he's trying to get his antennas up, situated. He also had a high noise level, so I told him, like, what I did when I first moved into my house in 2015 is I went out there and killed the main breaker on the power, the panel box, and I re-tightened up all the screws and lugs on everything, and that took a big, significant amount of interference that I was getting here at my house. And then, of course, I make sure that I'm not running a bunch of LED lights when I'm on HF.
Never had a problem with LED lights, to be honest with you. Oop, I've got to watch my speed here. There's the Gestapo out. Well, he's from Doakin. We're over here in Lyman, heading back from Spartanburg. Richard, and it depends a lot on the time of day. The upper frequencies are normally considered the best during the day, in the afternoon, in early evening, and around gray line time. about the time it starts to get dark, or of a morning when it, the sun's rising is another gray line. And those are both, the propagation really flares better at those times, usually. Not always, but usually. But if I was looking during the day, I would say 20-meter sideband. And he can talk anywhere he wants. So from 14-150 to 14-350, if memory serves me right. And 15 meters is one of the largest bands we have, for sure. 10 meters is good. I don't use those digital modes like FT8 and that. And the requirement for a good signal is far less than it is for any of the normal ham modes like CW or sideband. But during the day, I'd say go to the upper frequencies, and at night, use the lower frequencies. 80 meters has been kind of crummy lately, but there's usually a lot of conversations on 40-meter sideband at night. And as to the homeowners association, I don't know what to tell you, except use small wire where they don't see it, like 22-gauge copper-clad steel or something. And they might not detect that as well. Normally, it doesn't cause any interference with people's stuff nowadays because they're all running in the higher megahertz or in the gigahertz range. This is N0TR.
Jimmy, wrong. He had to leave and go to an appointment or some, had some other errands to do. That's why I gave him your call sign. I myself am trying to get back into HF2. I'm going to try to get Ashley or Sally to go pick up my radio. And so forth like that. And if they are willing to do that, then I may have one back online sooner than expected. But I think he was just looking for a couple of channels where people might get together and rag chew with a group as a group, kind of like what you do on the repeater. I'm thinking that. I'm not sure. But, yeah, I know. I believe he knows which bands. But the whole thing was is we were trying to answer a couple of questions for, like, mobile antennas, base antennas for HF. He asked a question about a choke, and I've never used a choke or never had to use one before, so I'm not sure what he was looking at other than with the electrical interference that he was getting around his house for the noise level. So we'll let him know that one frequency you told me about, and then if he has any questions, like I said, you may get a call from AA4GH, KA3JCA with N0TR.
This is N0TR Mobile. Well, Richard, means you said it that way. The 40-meter band of an evening has a lot of friends and groups there that normally they don't mind you breaking into and talking rag chewing. And so I would definitely look at 40 meters of an evening or late. Now, that gentleman from South Africa, lately I'd say he's been on 10 o'clock, maybe 9 o'clock on. And, of course, it's early morning over there for him, but he's good about it, and he's good about carrying on a little chat with you. Not real long because a lot of people's trying to get him, and South Africa is not an exotic place to get for us older folks, but it probably would be for the younger generation. But that's where I'd go of an evening. And Rusty's real, knowledgeable about that because he runs these nets, and they get on there, and I'm sure they probably rag chew, and they work. They actually hold the frequency while people work other stations, which I don't believe in, but boy, there's a lot of people participate in it. I like to just be a rogue and get my own, because in the old days, you didn't have band scopes and all that stuff to pick out stations. You used your finger and the VFO, and you just hunted around the frequencies until you found somebody. But like I said, evening and later evening, up till midnight. I know 40 meters has a lot of rag chewing on it, Richard. Over.
Oh, hey, Tom. I appreciate all that information. I've jotted a few notes down here, so if I hear Gus on later, I might even give him a drop him an email or a phone call here in a second and just give him the information. But my daughter just called me. I need to go find out what she wants on the phone. And her and my wife went to get a new pair of glasses this morning, so she managed to get squeezed in for an appointment because they had a cancellation. If not, it was like 3 or 4 weeks out, I believe it was. So, all right, Tom. Well, thank you for answering what questions you did there, and that's a big help. N0TR, KA3JCA, be clear on yours.
KCA, N0TR. Yeah, my call sign, my last two letters, is actually my name, Richard, if you look it up on QRZ there. But I'm just glad to help you out. I'm not the final authority by any means. There's many, many people on here far more intelligent than I am, but I usually work several hours of HF of an evening while the wife watches TV and I watch TV, and I can do my CW while I'm watching TV, if necessary. If it's a good show, an old show, not used to this new stuff. Anyways, you take care. Nice to hear you, Richard, and jump in there anytime you hear me. The pleasure's all mine. KA3JCA and 0TR73.
Thank you. Real quick, I just want to say I just saw your picture of your ham shack, and I'm in love with the power station and the radios that you have up and the big monitor there with the waterfall. And I love that little danger high voltage sign on your cabinet there. All right, 73KA3JCA.
Yeah, that's a souvenir from the old days. I worked with 480 volt three-phase all my life and below, and sometimes as much as 13,800, but not too often, thank the good Lord. Anyways, yeah, that and in reality, there is some high voltage around here and there. Take care, Richard, and 0TR 73.